key to spiritual growth in the year ahead. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. And today, let's talk about the year ahead. I'm recording this towards the end of the year in December 2018. I'm thinking about my spiritual development this year and looking forward to next year, thinking about how things have gone and how things might go next year. And part of one of the things that's really helped me this year in my spiritual growth is joining the Renovare Book Club. And it's meant that I've been reading books about spiritual matters that I wouldn't necessarily have bought and read unless I joined the book club. And the first book I read this year was a biography of Dallas Willard, which led me down many rabbit holes, fascinating, understanding his way of thinking about the Bible and spiritual life. And that's been very enriching indeed. The second book has just landed with me, and I'm beginning to read it now, and it's making me think also about spiritual things for next year. And it's a book called Glittering Vices. This is what it looks like as a book cover there, Glittering Vices, and it is by Rebecca DeYoung. And I'm reading it on Kindle, which is why I can't show you a physical copy, but that's what it looks like on its front cover. And it's a new look at the seven deadly sins and their remedies. I read the introduction yesterday. Fascinating. Glittering Vices. And it sounds rather negative, a book about the seven deadly sins, but it's also about their remedies. I am looking forward to it, although I already found the introduction quite challenging. But let me read to you something she said in the introduction that I thought was very interesting and helped me to think more about next year. And the key thing here is the difference between, or the blend between, the active part that I play in my spiritual growth and the almost passive parts, you could say, in allowing God to help me to grow. So she says this: the New Testament uses both active and passive voice. Make every effort in 2 Peter chapter 1, that's the passage which says in verse 5, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. So that's make every effort. Blended together with Romans 12, as she mentions in her introduction, which says this about living as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Do not conform, verse 2, to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed. That sense is, I sense that to be more about what God is doing in us, and that's the way that she at least views it. So she says this: studying our sinful disorder and deformation should lead us to spiritual disciplines, our efforts, that open us up to receive God's gracious power, which is God's work. So there's our part and God's part. Our part is to study our sinful disorders, as she calls them, but also to allow ourselves, to open ourselves up to God's work so that we can be truly transformed by his power and his grace. She says also this: grace-empowered practice reorders our desires, conforms our character to Christ, and transforms our lives. And that's the purpose of the spiritual disciplines. Now, I'm thinking at the moment about what my main spiritual discipline might be for the beginning of next year. For January, what shall I focus on? Which spiritual discipline might help me to make every effort to add to my faith the good things, but also might open me up for God to work his work in me by his power and by his grace? So I'm thinking about that. I'd appreciate your prayers for me to be clear on what the most useful spiritual discipline would be. And I'd also like to know what your thinking is, what your thinking processes are as you think about the year ahead, and how you're deciding what to focus on, and even what you are focusing on, if you'd like to share that. It'd be great to hear it. So please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording. Leave it publicly so we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. Hit that like button, pass the link on, subscribe, leave a review if you don't mind. And so let's think clearly about next year, how will I be transformed? And how will I make every effort? How can I let God do his work? And how can I do my own? Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of satisfying and fulfilling quiet times. Take care and God bless.